Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of Trader Talks. And we're here, as you probably guessed, to talk about trading. Shocking, right? We're going to share insights, use technical analysis and value specific assets and analyze how they react to recent market events. My name is Sam North, market analyst at eToro, and I'm ready to talk trade. Please remember that this podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. So, are you ready? Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of Trader Talks. The latest company we're going to focus on is Meta, who had their earnings out. And unfortunately for the bulls, it's not good news. Down over 10%. We'll get into why. We'll have a look at the chart shortly. Remember to like, share, subscribe. Please do let me know in the comments if you think this is a buy, a sell, or a hold. Please do let me know in the comments on YouTube. And do remember, the presentation is for educational purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. So what happened? Well, shares moved sharply lower in trading last night after Meta reported. But let's get some of the figures before we discuss why. They reported a 27% increase in revenue, highest year-on-year growth rate since 2021. Okay, that sounds good. 117% increase in net income, also good. Operating margins of 38% up from 25% a year ago. However, it was the high capex outlook which spooked investors. They're expected to spend between 35 and 40 billion in 2024, up from an earlier prediction of 30 to 37 billion dollars. Let's now have a look at the chart. Please do remember to let us know what you're thinking, whether you think it's a buy, a sell, a hold. Are you interested? Are you not? And give me a reason why. So Meta looking to open up 10% lower. The key level, which actually I talked about on Market Bites yesterday, and I've seen a lot of people really eyeing up, is that previous all-time high that we had from August 2021. I have to say, when I was doing Market Bites, I didn't think it was going to happen anytime soon. But you can see why it would interest people should we get down there. And just bear in mind, from where we closed last night, that would be a 21% move. So it's still got some way to go. Remember, we're down about 13% in and around sort of the low 400s. Interestingly as well, you can also see that you've got the 50-day moving average not a million miles away from there. So I wonder if we do continue to move down, that this is the area where the dip buyers come in and say, yeah, I'm going to have a bit of that. That's an opportunity for me to get long back towards 473, back towards the all-time high, which we had in the low 500s. That's a potential option. Of course, there's people that are short, you know, that will be short, maybe on the rejection of the all-time highs. And that's a great level for them to potentially take some profit. Other key levels to the downside, I guess, for people that don't want to buy the dip at the previous all-time high, 328 is a lovely area, I think, to consider. You can see back in 2023, we struggled for a number of weeks to get back above there. Once we did, it offered a bit of support. So 323 is an obvious level. The 200 and 100-day moving averages are around 277, which is support as well, a support level from 2023, and 247, another area which I think historically has been very well respected. However, for us to get down to those areas, it would be a big move. I mean, for example, if we were to go back down to support, you know, July 2023 support, you know, you're talking about a 42% move lower. However, there will be some of you saying, Sam, we have had moves like that before. And we remember when we had a high in the summer of 2021, we moved down nearly 80%. We traded under $100 a share. Then once we found that low in November 2022, at one point we rallied over 500%. So there's a story in that, isn't there? You know, what bad earnings can do. And when I say bad earnings, not good as expected. It's, you know, it's the four. We're thinking about the future here. The earnings on paper were fine. But what a bad earnings report can do in investors' mind, you can have a period of, you know, prolonged downside. But also when things do turn around, you get that really good run. If you had said to investors last week, you get the opportunity to buy Meta back on its previous all-time high at $383. Do you think they'd have bit your hand off for it? I reckon they might have. It's going to be super interesting to watch how we interact today and then going forward. Another thing to note, of course, is, and we see this a lot of the times in markets, is that gap fill. So where we had the earnings from quarter one, which were quarter four earnings, you can see we gapped higher. So keep a watch on that area, 399, also near the previous all-time high. That should, in theory, be a pretty good area of support should we get down there. The other thing to mention, by the way, and actually I just realized I was talking about the weekly moving averages. You can see the 50-day moving average, we're below the 100 and 200 would be those areas of support. One thing as well to note is, of course, if we do, you know, start to move lower, but just range bound, this move to the downside in theory could be over if we get back above 473, which you can see since, you know, the early part of the year has been support 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. So, yep, on the face of it, investors aren't happy. When could that change? Well, if we get back above 473, or if we start to find a bit of support around that previous all-time high. In between all of that, obviously, you've got the gap fill at 399. So 383 to 399, 400, big area support. In between all of that, I think it's an area maybe best left alone. But let me know your thoughts. How are you going to trade it? How are you not? Do you think it's a buy, sell, or hold? And I'll see you next time on the next episode of Trader Talks. You have been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, use eToro.com. This podcast is for information and education purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements to promote independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.